Rainfall across the Midwest last night was not very impressive, but we did see at least a little bit of beneficial moisture occurring from northeast and interior central sections of Indiana into northwestern Ohio. The precipitation, though, was generally light, with the exception of maybe the area from around the Marion, Indiana area up towards the Defiance region in northwestern Ohio, where we saw amounts running anywhere from a half inch upwards to about 88 hundredths of an inch. There were a few other counties and parts of counties nearby that were also impacted in a positive way, but it still looks like the majority of the precipitation overnight last night was generally a disappointment. And significant amounts of moisture are still needed for most of the Midwest, and certainly the area from the Tennessee River Basin and the northern portions of the U.S. Delta northward into the heart of Indiana and some immediate neighboring border areas of Michigan and Ohio are certainly in need of significant amounts of moisture, and the sooner that it falls, the better off these crops are going to be. The problem now is that the Gulf of Mexico is closed as a moisture source. There's going to be a tropical cyclone evolve across the region this weekend, and once that tropical cyclone becomes a significant feature, it's going to shut off the northward flow of moisture into the Midwest, and for that matter, even into the Gulf of Mexico coast states. So a large part of these eastern U.S. crop areas are going to be dry over the coming week until the tropical system gets out of the way. The computer forecast models are debating as to what will happen to the tropical system. Many are suggesting a westward movement will be possible towards Texas, but there are some model runs that have suggested that Florida will be most likely impacted and then eventually moving out into the Atlantic. So there's quite a bit of debate out there about the fate of the system. The most important feature, though, is not so much which way that storm is going to go, of course, unless you live in Florida or parts of Texas, but more so because of the Gulf of Mexico still being closed off as a moisture source for the Midwest. Without the Gulf of Mexico moisture flowing northward, there's no way we're going to see greater amounts of rain in these drought-stricken areas, which means we'll move deeper into pollination without any real significant amount of relief. The northwestern portions of the Midwest will continue to see rain most frequently and see the greatest amounts of precipitation, and the end result is crop conditions will stay most favorable in that part of the region, and we'll like to see high yield potentials continuing to evolve across Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Iowa, and neighboring areas of perhaps the eastern Dakotas, and a small portion of northeastern Nebraska. There's still a considerable amount of central Nebraska that's too dry, and of course the rains that occurred earlier this week in parts of eastern Kansas and western Missouri were quite helpful in providing some temporary relief to the dryness that was prevailing there. Temperatures yesterday were still rising over the 90 degrees in the southeastern one-third of the Midwest, and that helped to add more stress to the crops that were supposed to have gotten a little bit of rain overnight. And now today will be a little bit cooler. Highs will be in the 80s, perhaps a few lower 90s, but the eastern part of the Midwest will cool down and maybe even see a few 70s as we go forward through the day today and tomorrow. A slight bit of warming will occur Sunday, and then we'll probably see the eastern Midwest turning notably cooler again as we move into the early part of next week, with high temperatures falling back into the 70s and lower 80s. That'll be welcome for the crops that are stressed in the east, but temperatures, meanwhile, in the western part of the Corn Belt will be turning quite a bit warmer next week, with temperatures peaking out in the 90s and perhaps over 100 degrees, and that will cause greater amounts of stress in those areas that still need additional moisture. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.